أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, the main topic of discussion was the different challenges that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had to contend with during the period of his Nubuwa. Towards the early part of the ninth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first discusses the different trials and tribulations put upon the nation of Musa alayhi salam and the different types of persecution and torture that they had to undergo on the hands of the tyrant, oppressive King Fir'aun. Amidst these difficult, intense challenges and these horrifying and terrifying conditions, Allah Rabbul Izzah had bestowed upon him Nubuwwah, prophethood, and then orders him to go directly to the tyrant Pharaoh and pass on the message of Islam to him and invite him also to embrace Tawheed in his life. Nabi alayhi salam says in a hadith that the greatest form of jihad is to utter a word of haqq before a tyrant ruler. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is commanded by Allah to go to the tyrant Fir'aun, who claimed his entire life to be Allah. He claimed, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am the lofty Lord, worship me alone. Allah tells him, go to Fir'aun also, and give him invitation to accept Islam. Invite him to the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam takes this great challenge and this daunting task, and he goes forward to the palace of Fir'aun. He then meets Fir'aun, and then this lengthy incident, there's no time to go into the details of this incident. He then invites Fir'aun to Islam and promotes to him the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stating that I have been sent by Allah as a messenger to you. Fir'aun hears the entire message and the invitation, and then he looks at his courtiers around him. And they remark, O lofty majesty, O our king, leave this person alone. He's a magician, he's a sorcerer. We will take care of him. His intention is to overthrow your kingdom, to gain power in the land, using his magic, using his source, his magic and his sihr. Let us try and combat and defeat him with our magic. Let us try and overpower him with our magic. And as we said in the tafsir of the first para, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send the different messengers with different miracles, with which they were able to challenge the nations. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, black magic and sorcery had reached the pinnacle, the climax, the highest level, which became the order of the day. So Allah Rabbul Izzah gave him such miracles with which he was able to destroy the magic of his people. So they make an agreement before Fir'aun to meet on a certain day at a certain area before the general masses, and they would have a contest with magic. Musa alayhi salam agrees and then he returns. The due date arrives. Musa alayhi salam goes, and there's a huge assembly that has gathered. Fir'aun comes with his great pomp and his pride and haughtiness, and he is convinced that today he is victorious. Nonetheless, Musa alayhi salam addresses these magicians and tells them that carry out to perform your magic and throw your sticks on the ground. So these sorcerers or magicians took their sticks and struck it on the ground, which then turned into a snake. And then Musa alayhi salam, with the help of Allah Rabbul Izzah, he took his staff and struck it on the ground, which then turned into a huge serpent and devoured all these small snakes of theirs. At this, the magicians were convinced that Musa alayhi salam is not just a sorcerer or a magician. Rather, he is a Nabi and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, they declare the oneness of Allah, and they also claim that they are believers in the Nubuwwat and the prophethood of Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun is shocked, he's baffled. He came with the perception that today he's victorious, and he sees the tables turning around against him, and he sees that today he's, instead of being victorious, he has been defeated. So now he opts for violence, and he threatens these people who have embraced the faith of Musa alayhi salam, telling them that if you do not return and leave and abandon this faith of his, and if you do not declare that I am your lofty Lord, I will crucify and hang you. I will chop your limbs. I will cut your limbs from opposite sides. They tell Fir'aun, you can threaten us. You can Tell whatever you want, but we will never forgo the religion of Musa alayhi salam. We have brought iman, and we will never sacrifice our iman. This is when the sweetness of iman enters the heart of a believer. That a believer, no matter what are the circumstances, he will never sacrifice his iman, because he has tasted the sweetness of iman. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah, towards the second half of the para, Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about the different challenges that Musa alayhi salam had to contend with after gaining power and authority on land. That after Allah Rabbul Izzah had destroyed Fir'aun and his nation, and now the ummah of Musa alayhi salam gained muscle, power, authority, and the kingdom was in their hands, and they were made to enjoy the different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah Rabbul Izzah, after bestowing upon them so many of his bounties, he now orders them that on the day of Sabbat, on Saturday, abstain from fishing. Allah mentions the entire incident with detail, that after so many favors I've granted you, one command, comply with this, and that is abide or stay away from fishing on Saturday. If you go back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, that initially Allah Rabbul Izzah had given them the day of Jumu'ah as the noble and the holy day of the week. But they were very shrewd, they were cunning, mischievous, and they would make demands all the time. So they told Musa alayhi salam, we don't want Jumu'ah, we want Saturday. Make our day Saturday, not Jumu'ah. So nonetheless, Allah gave it to them. Allah made Saturday the holy day of the week. But then Allah gave them this one law, that on Saturday, respect the honor and the sanctity of this day, and abstain from fishing. So they thought of a plan, that we will put in our nets on Friday, and we will remove our nets on Sunday. So in reality, technically speaking, we're not fishing on Saturday. And whilst they were busy doing this, another group began to warn and reprimand them, that how can you break the order of Allah? How can you not comply with the order and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nonetheless, these people failed to obey the decision and the law of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hated and disliked this action to such an extent, because they tried to bend and twist the law of Allah Rabbul Izzah, that they never comply in totality. Instead of acknowledging their wrong and claiming to be guilty, they tried to bend the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah abhorred and hated this action to such an extent, Allah passed a decision, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, that become despicable monkeys. Allah transformed and disfigured them into the form of despised monkeys. A great lesson for you and I. If we cannot comply with the order of Allah, if we cannot obey the command of Allah, at least acknowledge and confess. Repent and ask for forgiveness. Do not try to legalize what you are doing. Ulama have clearly mentioned in the books of jurisprudence that istihlalul harami kufrun, that to legalize an action that was made illegal, to consider a haram action to be halal, this is kufr. If anyone does this, he has lost the fold of Islam. Allah dislikes when a person interferes with his laws. At least acknowledge and confess. Beg Allah for repentance. Try to rectify and reform. But do not try to twist and bend the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant us the true quality of submission. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to protect us from the different fitan and tribulation that are befalling the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.